8, verses 15 to 18. The spirit you received doesn't make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we're children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Thanks be to God for this reading.
Good morning, and a happy new year to you. It's been a while since being with you, and it's wonderful that we can come and share with worship with you. Let's invite the Lord amongst us as we look at his word. Dear Lord, we ask right now that you would come and speak to us. We ask, dear Lord, that you would explain to us, you would give us this day our daily bread, as, dear Lord, we need these things from you, that you would help us, dear Lord. If our hearts have grown cold and have difficulty in understanding your word, dear Lord, you would explain clearly to us so that, dear God, we would know, we would understand, we would appreciate what you desire us to know this day, that, dear Lord, you would send us and lead us into pastures that are green, and we would sup from your spirit so that we would, dear Lord, be encouraged and know, Father God, you more closely than ever before. We ask all these things in Christ Jesus' name, and God's people said. Well, thank you for inviting me here today. It's always wonderful to come amongst you and see what you're up to. And it's always a pleasure, and as we've said on many occasions, we think we get a probably a bigger blessing from you than probably do for us, but it's wonderful to be amongst you as a church and worshipping with you. Thank you for that privilege and inviting me. Let's turn to the Lord's word. I wonder if you've escaped fear. I wonder what 2016 was like for you. I had a bit of a shock and fear because now I've got a heart problem. It's called arterial fibrillation. But during that time of the issue that I've had with my heart, I felt it lifted up by other people's prayer and the fact that God was with me. So I was not in fear. But was 2016 full of fear for you? And now it's behind. What do you expect for this coming year, which is 2017? And is that all your fears going to start all over again, or have you left them behind you? Will it be the same this year? Or have you realized that you should be free from fear? Because it says here in this passage, for you receive a spirit, you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again. Have you left that behind you? Have you received the blessings of God in your life so that you are free? You see, this world that we live is full of fear, and it can come from many places and many people. It can come from our jobs, our family, our health, our church, children, and of course, what many of us experience, especially as we get older, the death of those around us. Perhaps you're worrying or fearful of the president in America and what he will bring, or Brexit, or how you're going to afford your rent, where your next paycheck will come from, or your disability allowance, or as it soon will be known as the personal independence payment. The biggest fear, however, that perhaps most of us have, which drives all the other fears, of course, is the fear of death. Are you fearful of death, or are you co-heirs with Christ so that you know that you have eternity? Do you have eternity in your life? Thank you. It says this, the Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. That means you. Do you know that you are God's child? Do you understand that? Do you receive that in your life? If we know Christ, then we're free from fear, for we are the children of God, free from the burden of lives that the world loves to spin into our lives, loves to lay upon our shoulders. You see, the world begins and ends with fear. Yet Paul says to us, he is free from that fear. And he has said, to die is to gain. So why should we fear what the world fears? The Spirit, if you have received him, frees you from the lie of the fear of death and many other things, because we are the children of God. You see, the world has not received his Spirit and knows what its destination is, and subconsciously it stares at hell. And without the Holy Spirit, which testifies for us and gives us this assurance that we know that we do not have that terrible destination that the world has, and where no one should really go. You know, some people think that hell is not so bad, that eternity in hell will be okay. It's got to be better than this life that we're experiencing. We see it portrayed in our media, hanging around, perhaps drinking at a bar, talking to our mates, and then we're waiting around for something to happen or for us to be involved with to cause mischiefs upon this world. Yet, beloved, that's not what it's like at all. It's a dreadful place which strips you from everything from you, your personality. It's a place which was created for the angels and not for us. God's children. It was created for those angels who rebelled against God. It was not for man. It means it's a place of damnation and eternal agony and torment. It's full of fear and hatred, self-loathing and self-pity, and contains no hope. This is why God sent his Son, so that you could be free from it, so that you would know freedom and be given a gift of eternal life and knowing him in heaven. Hell must not be our destination, and the Lord Jesus Christ came to give us an alternative. This means we should rejoice in the good fortune that he has provided us. If nothing else, we should be free from the world's condemnation if you have accepted Christ. This day, I wonder if you rejoice and you have any form of joy in your hearts. For you see, joy comes from God's Spirit. And it changes you as an individual and as a person, and empowers you and provides to you a plan and greatness in your life so that you might be an overcomer. For it says this, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. This morning, can you cry out to God in that way? Do you know with assurance and security that you can cry out to Abba, Father, no matter what your circumstances, whether good or bad, that you can cry out to him and he knows that you are his, and you know that you belong to him. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Are you God's children here this morning? And does the Spirit testify to you? Can you hear? Does he whisper to you? Does he shout to you to say that you are the sons and daughters of he who sits in heaven, and your place is secure, and you have security in your life? You see, the people of the world who do not know Jesus subconsciously knows exactly where their destination is going to be. And that way is where the basis of all fear comes from. You see, their soul and their spirit quakes because they do not know God. Well, perhaps their body is blissfully unaware of it. The body, however, manifests this subconscious fear that's always in the background as irrational fears. You know, if we as a church had a glimpse of hell, we would perhaps would put ourselves right with God. We would fulfill the command that Jesus gave to us before he ascended into heaven. And we would tell the whole world of this good news that they can be secure. They can be safe. They do not need to fear. We would understand the urgency of our calling and what we must do. Perhaps we would put up on many of our notice boards, like the old church notice boards, that to save the spire, we would say to save the souls. Are we in credit or are we in debit? How many souls this week, for instance, this year even, have been lost to the fear, and their destination rather than to heaven has been to hell because no one has told them the good news? I wonder how big as a church, your tally is. You know, perhaps we're far too cozy and warm. Even on this cold day, we have a great life and we fall into complacency. We fail to understand the fate that Christ has saved us from. We become comfortable and nothing happens here and it really needs to. This means we argue amongst ourselves. We have no urgency. We tell very few people about Christ and the number of children and adults and older people who are lost to the fear of this world increase daily because we do nothing about it, because we have forgotten or we fail to care. For it says, the Spirit you received brought your adoption to sonship, and we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. The world needs to know this. And if you know this, you need to tell them that they too can be God's children. They too can be saved. They can be secure. That they can have a purpose. They can have a plan for their life. They can have great impact upon this world, for the world needs to know and understand. This world needs to know it has a future. This world needs to know it can be safe and secure. We have this great message. If we know Christ, do you have this message burning inside of you? Have you allowed yourselves to become slaves of the world? Have you allowed the world to compress you into a small space and you believe? You believe that you have no impact, when in fact you have great impact on those around you if you would have the courage, if you would have and understand the purpose that God desires for you. You have a great message. That message needs to burn inside of you. And because of that, you should push the world's tyranny away from you, because you are free in Christ. That you are God's children, and you need to appreciate the escape which Christ has given you, for he has given you freedom. As a people, are you free right now? You know, many of us here this morning are fearful about so many things, about debt, food, clothing, appearance, how old we're becoming, what will become of our families. Well, all these things are to a degree important. They're not supposed to be your gods. For you see, we only have one God. We only have one Master. We only have one Savior, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I wonder here this morning, beloved, how much he actually figures and appears in your daily lives. Is he first and foremost, or is he last? Is he for a Sunday? Or does he permeate your life and provide you with the capability that you need in your lives? Is he there to continually rescue you and keep that fear at bay that the world would love to give you? We so squander our blessings. You see, our Christ comes bearing gifts, and one of the greatest of these, excluding our salvation, is the freedom from fear. But how much do we ever give back to God? How much do we spend our time with God? How much are we involved in his work to tell others that I am free? I am God's son. I am God's daughter. You too can be as I am, and I'm free from fear. I know all these things are happening in my life, but I'm free from the fear of it. I can step above it because of Christ. And that means I can deal with it because I know God is dealing with it and with me. Our God comes bearing with gifts, and he desires a set of people who are his servants, who are worthy of the title of his children. I hope this morning, beloved, you don't squander the freedom which is given you on things which really brings you or him any glory, and because of that are no help to your walk in life. I pray that you don't wallow in forgiveness and repeat the same things over and over again that God has already given you freedom from. That you grasp the Spirit and you soar like eagles into this world because of the freedom that he has given you. That you're not afraid to change because of the freedom that you have received. That you have a new context of your life and you know it's full of love. You see, when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, when you at last decide to come before God with a broken and contrite heart, you will then allow your life to change. Out goes the old fear. In comes the new, which is freedom of love, freedom of peace, freedom of joy, freedom of happiness. You gain contentment. You become a person who's wise, because God gives his wisdom to those who ask. You become empowered and you grasp your purpose. This allows you to live a different way, to think differently, to experience life with so much purpose and love. You've released yourself from the person that you once were and knew, the person you once disliked or hated. And you've gained power and freedom over your lives, and you have gifts to give to others. I'm sure this Christmas you gave gifts to others. But did you give the gifts that they really need, that God has placed in your heart, which is love, encouragement, companionship, and blessing? You give those out freely to those who need it. Have you allowed God to walk into your life? So therefore, God is walking around those who are around you, whom you love, those who are your friends, those you meet. You know, as God's people, we should expect to soar with God's Holy Spirit and not be afraid. Soar with his Spirit and experience the freedom he wishes to give to you, so that you would be free from the confines of this world. That we would no longer fear God as the world fears him. Instead, we run and embrace him. For you see, he loves you. He wishes the best for you? Or is it that you still believe what the world has told you about him and told you about yourself? You see, he desires to free you from the bondage of being a slave so that you might become a servant, that you would become a son and daughter of the Most High, willing and eager because of the blessings that you have received in your life. You see, God desires for you to be free from all those fears of the world. God desires that your existence would be a bright light and you would have a secure future. God desires that you are his child, his children. He wishes to drench you in his Holy Spirit so that you can be with him in his kingdom, so that you can weather the storms that this world would like to crash into your life, that you would have life and life in great abundance, that you would be a touch of heaven that this world needs in this world, that this world needs to breathe in because of your presence. God desires that his Spirit would give you great faith so you can overcome and show others the way to him so that they too might experience what you experience. So the desires of your heart could be fulfilled. For you see, God wishes you to bring him glory so that you can say, look what God has done. This morning, do you desire to be his children? Do you desire to walk in his light? Are you free from fear? And do you have his blessing in your lives? For it says, the Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. This day, why not take the risk? If you don't know God and become adopted, this day, why not say goodbye to fear if you're fearful? This day, why not become co-heirs with Christ? This day, what have you got to lose? This day, what testimony do you have to give? This day, why not run to God, for he is waiting for you? This day, why not pick up the work that he has for you to do? This day, why not give your will over to him so that you will be willing? This year, don't wait any longer. Change who and what you are and allow the glory to go to him. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that you are our God. And dear Lord, I pray for all those who have not given themselves to you. But dear Lord, perhaps they're in fear because they haven't allowed your salvation to work in their lives. Because they're in fear because they stare at the abyss that awaits them rather than the glory of heaven that is beckoning to them. Dear Lord, encourage them this morning, whether young or old, to embrace you and say, Lord, I give my life and heart to you. I ask for your forgiveness and lead me. Dear Lord, I pray for those perhaps who've grown cold towards you. Dear Lord, would you encourage them? Would you pour your Spirit upon them? And dear Lord, enable them to run towards you. Would you be willing to do that this morning? To run to him who loves you? And dear Lord, those who need you afresh, those who need more power in their lives, those, dear Lord, who are struggling for you because of the world, give them courage. Give them blessing. And, dear Lord, give them greater faith. Spend a few moments with the Lord now and allow him to minister to your life.